WTAW News Time, 8:05, 56 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of about 70 with a 40% chance of showers. That's a change from the last couple of days. We'll expand on the weather forecast after this news update. Good morning. And for Patrick Zeiner, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station Utilities reporting a power outage yesterday due to an equipment failure at the Southwood Valley substation. An estimated 9,000 customers were without power for more than an hour in an area bordered generally by George Bush Drive, the Rudder Freeway, Graham Road, and Welborn Road. In the event you need to call 911, you should still call 911. Now, that may sound confusing, but with nearly 90% of Brazos County 911 calls coming from wireless devices, Executive Director Patrick Corley is discouraging the use of newly created smartphone apps.
If you start looking into what they have to offer and think about the potential that you have for error when you introduce something else into the mix, we have something very simple in place that's calling 911 to get help.
Corley also wants smartphone users to consider the time it takes to learn how to use an app. He says the network of 911 centers in Brazos County also provides a high level of location accuracy, which is also promoted by the smartphone apps. A Texas A&M University professor arrested 2.5 years ago for choking his wife has been convicted of a lesser crime.
A Brazos County District Court jury spent about 4.5 hours yesterday before finding 40-year-old Yong Chin guilty of Class A misdemeanor assault and not the original charge of felony assault on a family member. The six-man, six-woman jury was told lawyers would be negotiating a possible sentence. If a deal is not reached, the jury will begin the punishment phase this morning. He faces up to 1 year in the county jail and a fine of up to $4,000. According to online court records, Chin wants to be placed on probation or some other sort of community supervision. During 2 days of testimony, the jury heard statements from Chin and his wife that were different from what they told College Station police in August of 2013. There was also testimony that there were allegations of prior violence when the couple was in Boston and Atlanta that resulted in no convictions. Dr. Chin's been at the Mays Business School since 2012 and has been tenured since 2014. He's been out on bond since his arrest with no conditions to stay away from his wife. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan City Council at various times has talked about a makeover on Texas Avenue. Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owen, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniac, says he supports city incentives to fill long vacant buildings.
Some kind of facade grant improvement program for the property owners. Maybe some type of landscape grant program. There's a lot of expenses in bringing your building up to modern times.
Owen says he's also interested in moving utility lines and poles or putting them underground. And three Bryan High graduates have made a deal with CNBC's Million Dollar Buyer.
The TV show introduces promising companies to one of the country's most successful businessmen, Tillman Fertitta, chairman, CEO, and sole shareholder of Landry's, Inc. The show contacted Liber & Company, an Austin-based cocktail syrup business founded by Bryan natives Adam and Robert Higginbotham and Chris Harrison.
From the time they reached out until the time that they were filming, I think it was only about a month, maybe 3 weeks. So it was pretty crazy for us.
Adam says two of their drinks were featured in five Saltgrass steakhouses for their test run. Adam says after a successful test run, a deal was made and Saltgrass ordered 17,000 bottles of cocktail syrup for just over $100,000 over the next year. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 8:08, 57 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Be sure you text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. For Patrick Zeinert, I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, here we go.
Some patchy low cloudiness and fog this morning, giving way to some sunshine. It'll be warm today, 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tonight, 55. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy. Highs will be only 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're going to be partly cloudy. We'll cool off to about 45 to 50. And we should have a nice day to start the weekend. Saturday's partly sunny with highs of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's Tom and it's Chase and it's Sokol and it's like old.
It's like old.
It's just old. Just stop. I just stopped there.
It's old. Yeah. I mean, you know, you tell Noah about the flood when you're talking old to me.
Yeah, okay. So you brought a guest in this morning.
I did bring a guest.
Yeah. What do you think about having these guys back?
I think it's great. I've been listening all morning.
You have not.
I have.
Really? Since 6?
Well, I called him at 6. He didn't answer the phone, so I don't
with rapt
that.
Attention, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, you brought a guest.
I did. Virginia McCall from College Station Parks and Recreation.
Hey, Virginia, how are you?
Howdy. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's going on with Parks and Rec?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We've got summer coming up, so that's always our busy time. Currently, we're trying to get a full staff for all of our lifeguards, water safety instructors, and camp counselors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a big task that we take on. So we're looking for anywhere from 16-year-olds to college-age students that are just looking to build some experience in the parks and recreation world or you know, it's great for education majors,
sure.
Sport management majors.
Well, you get paid to get a tan. What's wrong with that, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we also have an open house coming up on April 30th, and that's where we'll have different booths for all of our camps. You can sign up for camps. You can sign up for swim lessons, anything that you want for your kiddos in the summer. And while you're there, you can also check out some other programs that we have going on.
Okay, sounds good. So go out and enjoy it and, you know, take your mosquito repellent when you go out there at night and have a good time. So they want to find out some more information about all this. What do they do?
They can go on to cstx.gov/events for the open house for if they would like to apply for a job. They can go on to cstx.gov/jobs.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, thank you.
You have anything else for us?
We've got our 2016 citizen survey. It is online. There are also some hard copies being mailed to folks, and so we would appreciate it very much if you would express your opinion. It's an almost anonymous survey. I'm kidding. It's absolutely anonymous.
And, he's just trying to be funny.
And no, really, this kind of feedback does help our city council prioritize projects and funding according to what our citizens say is important to them. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to take that online, cstx.gov, you'll see it right there at the bottom of the page.
All right. Well, since you're here,
yes.
And you used to be on this show,
yes.
We'll let you stay and play if you want for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Sunday is Wayne Newton's birthday. He's 74, okay? Born in 1942.
If he makes it to Sunday.
Yeah, well, if he makes it to Sunday.
Parts of him will be that old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so now it's time for Older Than Wayne.
I thought I took older that kazoo Wayne. With me.
Yeah.
And
Scott found right. A different one.
So Tom will answer first, then uh-huh. Chase will answer, then Jay will answer.
He's 74.
Yep,
right?
Yep. It's a yep, yep, nope kind of thing.
Okay, so is it yep, yep, nope?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All right.
And you said I was first, right? Okay.
Let's get it down before we okay. Foul this up somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
Power steering.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Did City Boy answer first?
No, you said.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought I heard it.
Okay.
Nope. You said no. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh. Darn.
Power steering 1951.
There you go.
All right.
I think it was smooth as silk. I've only got five
well,
more of these.
All right, we'll be done by 10.
I'm sorry. I answered first and got it right. Yeah. I mean, everything's fine in my world.
It's all downhill from here.
That's right. Everything's okay at my house. Someone once said.
The sleep.
I'm sorry. That was way too inside. I'm sorry.
The slinky. That's slinky.
That was
shut up. The slinky.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, wait,
sorry.
I'm first. I got tired of waiting.
Yep. I was going to say yep.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Really?
Yeah, well, 1 year difference.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, God.
So now we're tied.
Cake, 1 year.
Cake mix.
Yep.
Yep.
No.
Oh, he's ahead. Cake mix came in 1949. Wayne was born in 1942. Pez candy.
What kind?
Pez.
No.
It's not Necco wafers.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope.
Mm.
Pez, 1927.
There you go.
And the lie detector.
Nope.
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 Yeah. There. You should all feel good.
I think we all tied.
Yeah, you got that right. And Jay was keeping score. Is that correct?
Well, for myself.
All right.
Let's talk about what's important.
I don't care about you guys.
Yeah. That's right.
Three for me.
That's exactly
Once
right.
again, as is the mantra of this show, to hell with y'all. So.
That's right. We're all here for ourselves. So since it is, let's get everybody together again. I thought, why not find Teresa Woodard up in the Metroplex who used to spend time here. A year, actually, you and Jay didn't work together that much because Jay was gone, wasn't he?
Good morning.
How are you, Teresa?
So Jay's the reason I got my first job.
Now, what happened? You got here and Jay said, hey, great, we hired you. We'll see you later. Is that how it worked?
Here's the key. Here's where the buttons are.
Yeah. Right. Teresa.
I was so... Good morning. Good morning. I miss you, Jay. It's great to hear your voice.
Good well, to hear you.
And
out.
Tom, too. And Scott, too.
Tom, too. And that's Chase. He's the new guy.
So now,
the new guy.
What we've done is we're having people catch up so people know. And obviously, you did news for us for a while and you got to do the show with the Infomaniacs for a year. So when was that?
Yeah. Gosh, when I say it, it's going to make us all feel even older than we already feel. So it was 1997.
Wow.
So 19 years ago, I know.
Wow.
But yeah, so I was so impressive as an intern when I was a senior in college
exactly.
at A&M.
Yep, she was.
That when Jay took a leave of absence to tour the world with his wonderful wife, I became the news director for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a year.
And yeah, got up early and did that thing. Okay, so then what happened to Teresa Woodard after she left WTAW?
Okay, so let me think about this. So I was jobless for a while, unemployed.
We've done that. Yep.
Well, I think all of us.
No, I actually went to KLBJ Radio in Austin for a blink of an eye. I did a little bit of vacation relief for them there. And then I got my first television job, and I worked at in Waco, came back to KBTX, and I was there for about a year and a half, or a little longer maybe, and then was in television in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well,
wait,
when you're in Bryan, you found this guy you liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's
you might want to mention him.
You saw him on TV one night and thought, he's dreamy.
Yeah. I saw him on the New Star 3 late cast.
Ooh, the New Star 3. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Anyway,
we're talking about Mark Schneider, who, of course, you're married to. And now you use that name professionally now. Is that correct?
Now I do, yes. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the world knew me as Teresa Woodard for many, many years.
Right.
I left the world of television a couple of years ago and finally decided after 16 years of marriage I would adopt my husband's last name.
Okay, well, good. But let's back up because those call letters where you worked are pretty impressive. So go ahead and tell us about that.
Here in Dallas?
Well, yeah, before that, too. Yeah, you were in
When I was in Knoxville, I was at WBIR TV. Which was a great television station. I moved to St. Louis and worked for 7 years at the Fox affiliate, KTVI.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the call for the big leagues, I guess I like to say.
Uh-huh, for sure.
And I was at WFAA here, the ABC affiliate, for 2.5, almost 3 years.
Wow.
And
you were a B-Lo girl.
Yes, she was.
You got it.
Yeah.
Then it became Gannett.
Why did you come down here? You came down here for a story. We got to see you then. I don't remember what the story was.
Yeah, unfortunately, bad news is usually what brings Dallas television stations to College Station instead of happy news. But I came down when the constable was killed in the line of duty.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did come down there for a very nice story as well once, a feature story on the Corps of Cadets, which was fantastic. So I did get to tell one good story while I was at WFAA, one good Aggie story.
So now you're out of the biz.
I am,
really?
Yes. It was a great run. I enjoyed every second of it. But, you know, you get to the point where you feel like you've been there, done that.
Uh-huh.
And I also worked the night shift for the better part of 10 years and was just ready to have a little bit of time at home.
Sure.
And, so... Guess what? I'm now an Aggie has infiltrated the UT system.
Oh, hey, all right.
it was about time.
I work for the University of Texas at Arlington.
Okay.
And I am a video producer, so I'm still doing the same type of video-based journalism, but I'm just doing it for the university.
Very good. You get to stay home, which is kind of you get to be home during normal hours, right?
I call it regular people hours. It's a joy.
Exactly.
Teresa, I remember when you made a test video tape for to send out when you were
here. Thank God YouTube didn't exist back then.
But I remember when you did that. You were standing on a corner here in College Station doing
some sort
of a story, and you showed it to me. And I thought, I didn't want your head to get real big, so I said, yeah, that's pretty good. But I knew that you were done with radio when I saw that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Anyway. Well, I tell you what, it's interesting. I still tell people getting that start in radio was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it's such a fun environment, but also I learned an awful lot from you guys. And it was a perfect start to a good broadcasting career.
Well, excellent. Listen, I thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning so people could catch up who remember you when you were here. And best to you and Mark and everybody in your
clan. Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you again sometime soon. All right.
So great to talk to you guys.
Thanks,
and
Teresa.
I really appreciate the invite.
Sure, you bet. Bye bye.
Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Thanks.
Boy, we got her up early.
She's a real deal.
Yeah. She was. Yeah, that was a good hire there, Jay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
God, I feel old. All right. So, what do you have?
What do I have?
Yeah, what do you got? I mean, what do you remember? I mean, is there anything that sticks out in your mind?
I don't know. I mean,
or in your craw?
Yeah. No, it was a ton of fun. So yeah. I was on this show for 7 years. I tell people I was Chase Murphy before Chase Murphy, so that makes sense to them.
Yeah,
and. You know, we had a lot of fun, but we also had to sometimes stop down and do real work. And, that Aggie Bonfire was a great example.
Yep.
You know, Tom became a reporter. Ben became a reporter. Yep. Scott, you were out there, too, and I got to quarterback here. And that's the way we had to do it. We were here when we started transitioning our work to the web, which was a very different element for our work. You know, Tom and I would give a sports cast, give a newscast, and it was gone into thin air. Yeah. And suddenly our stuff would live on, audio and our scripts online. That was a very different thing. So it was an interesting time to be here, but it was a ton of fun. And then you guys took it up a notch when I left and Chase came in, and the rest is history.
Well, yes, and we're continuing to make history this morning. Yeah. There you go. All right, thanks a lot. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The economy continued to add jobs at a healthy pace in March with 215,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate, obtained from a separate survey of households, edged up to 5% in March from 4.9%. Other positive signs in the report, increases in average hourly earnings and the number of people participating in the labor force. BlackBerry shares are down almost 8% in pre-market trading after the company posted a quarterly loss of $238 million. A year ago, BlackBerry posted a $28 million profit. Revenue tumbled 30% and came in well below expectations. The promise of an affordable electric car from Tesla has thousands lining up to buy one. Tesla's Model 3 doesn't go on sale until late 2017, but potential buyers could reserve one with a $1,000 deposit at Tesla's store starting yesterday, and 135,000 people did just that. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 31. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Aggie baseball team travels to Gainesville, Florida. It starts tonight against the Gators. First pitch will be at 6 o'clock, 5:45 broadcast time over any of these same stations. Tomorrow night at 6:30 and on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Aggies are number one in the land right now in four different polls after beating LSU 2 out of 3 last weekend, while Florida, the previous number one team, dropped back to number three after dropping 2 of 3 to Kentucky. Meanwhile, at home tonight, Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin and the Aggie football team will conduct Friday Night Lights. That's tonight at Kyle Field, starting at 8 o'clock. The scrimmage is open to the public. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Kim Gamando here. Every year, with lots of fanfare, television manufacturers proudly unveil new advanced home screens, and then nothing. Remember 3D TV? How about 4K TV, with four times the picture quality of today's HD TV? And now, those same manufacturers are saying that before it ever got started, 4K is already dead. They've invented what they're calling Ultra HD Premium. 4K picture quality really is stunning. But this Ultra HD format is even better. It defies description. But there's just one problem. Broadcasters and satellite providers have just spent trillions upgrading to standard HD TV. They're very hesitant to commit to yet another upgrade. So far, not one over-the-air broadcaster is even transmitting in 4K. When it comes to your home, my best advice is be a follower, not a first adopter. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Did you know that all identity thieves need to file a fake tax return is your Social Security number and your date of birth? It's that easy. And as a result, nearly $6 billion in fraudulent tax refunds got paid out in a single year. Identity thieves can also use information from your tax documents to commit other crimes, like draining your bank accounts any time of year. Now, some people count on free credit monitoring for identity theft protection, but free credit monitoring won't do anything to help fix an identity theft problem. But LifeLock will. If you're a victim of identity theft, LifeLock's U.S.-based team of specialists will work to resolve your case. And you'll get peace of mind now and all year long. Memberships start just $9.99 a month plus applicable tax. Call 1-800-417-3841 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code KIM. That's Kim to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Hi there, this is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
For your car, your home, your business too. Trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
WTAW News Time, 829, 58 degrees right now at the studios. Warming to a high of about 70 today, so cooler than the last couple of days, and chances of showers in the forecast as well. Most of it kind of tracking to our northeast. We'll take a look at your weather coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. For Patrick Zeiner, I'm Chase Murphy. Good morning. It wasn't a squirrel or another animal that caused Thursday's power outage in College Station, but an estimated 9,000 customers were out of electricity nonetheless. College Station Utilities says an equipment failure at the Southwood Valley substation is to blame. Now, CSU did not indicate if the adjustments that were made are a temporary or permanent fix, but the outage, the general area of the outage, was south of George Bush Drive, north of Graham Road, east of Welborn Road, and west of the Rudder Freeway. Fundraising is well on its way to build the Fun for All Park for visitors with special needs. College Station Noon Lions Club updating City Council last night that they've received 82 contributions so far. Cash and pledges for the park south of Central Park currently totaling almost $1.2 million. Council also approved a $207,000 contract to design the park. That money will come from the city's Parkland Dedication Fund. A tenured professor at Texas A&M has been convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury of assaulting his wife some 2.5 years ago.
The six-man, six-woman jury deliberated more than 4 hours yesterday before finding 40-year-old Yong Chin guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. It was an alternative to the felony family violence charge that prosecutors sought. Chin was arrested in August 2013 after his wife told College Station police he choked her. During 2 days of trial testimony, the woman said she started the incident and Chin said he was defending himself. The jury also heard about allegations involving the couple in Boston, where she went to a women's shelter, and in Atlanta, where she left to stay with family in Houston. The jury was told those incidents resulted in no convictions. Sentencing is scheduled today. The jury was told after yesterday's verdict, the lawyers are working on a deal. If that doesn't happen, the jury will consider punishment. According to online court records, Chin wants to be placed on probation or some other sort of community supervision. He could receive a maximum 1 year in the county jail and a fine of up to $4,000. If the jury had found him guilty of the felony, Chin faced up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Chin remains out on bond that was posted shortly after his arrest with no conditions to stay away from his wife. Dr. Chin, who's taught at the Mays Business School since 2012, became tenured in 2014. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Sheriff's deputies at the scene of a disorderly conduct call Wednesday afternoon discovered almost $6,000 in illegal drugs. It was outside a home south of the airport on Robin Lane near Rock Prairie and Dowling. 24-year-old Luis Reyna of College Station was arrested for possession of marijuana and methamphetamine. Deputies also seized some $1,400 and a car along with the drugs. A motorcyclist who wiped out on the freeway in College Station last May had a blood alcohol level six times the legal limit. 40-year-old Billy Mathis Jr. of College Station was arrested this week for DWI and to serve time for a 2013 arrest for driving with an invalid license. Another drunk driving arrest in College Station took place Tuesday night outside a liquor store. According to the arrest report, a clerk at Specs on Texas Avenue who refused to sell alcohol to 24-year-old Thomas Heitbrink told police Heitbrink then hit a parked vehicle twice and did not leave information. Bryan City Council at its last meeting deferred action on whether to spend $1.3 million with an outside consultant to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex. Bryan Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens, appearing live on the WTAW's Infomaniac, says they were given an excellent preliminary layout for more fields at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, but he says he'd like more information.
It seemed like we had to spend $500,000 in phase one to find out how much we were going to spend to build it. Even the consultant indicated that it probably wasn't the best location.
Owens also wants to know where the money will come from to pay for the unbudgeted expense and the cost to build tournament-quality ball fields in neighboring communities. Last year, more than 110,000 911 calls were received in Brazos County. Nearly 90% came from a wireless device. And Brazos County 911 Executive Director Patrick Corley says several companies are offering smartphone users an app, but Corley recommends calling 911 directly instead of using an app that adds time before reaching an emergency dispatcher. As for the app's promoting location accuracy, Corley says the network of 911 centers in Brazos County already has that covered when the caller does not or cannot provide that information.
The vast majority of the calls that we get from a wireless perspective, and again, 87% are wireless, almost all of those calls when they come into our dispatch center, the caller is able to tell us where they are or where the emergency is.
Corley says when they need the location, it's provided within seconds. And three Bryan natives were featured on the CNBC show Million Dollar Buyer this week, and they struck a deal.
The TV show introduces promising companies to one of the country's most successful businessmen, Tillman Fertitta, chairman, CEO, and sole shareholder of Landry's, Inc. The show contacted Liber & Company, an Austin-based cocktail syrup business founded by Bryan natives Adam and Robert Higginbotham and Chris Harrison. Adam says two of their drinks were featured in five Saltgrass steakhouses for their test run.
Saltgrass, because it's a middle-end dining. It does really, really well with like Consumer Reports, and so I think they thought that was a really great kind of test market for products like ours, especially behind the bar.
Adam says after a successful test run, a deal was made and Saltgrass ordered 17,000 bottles of cocktail syrup for just over $100,000 over the next year. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35, 59 degrees right now. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. With special thanks to Scott DeLucy and Ben Downs for having me back in this morning and in for Patrick Zeiner. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cherry Rufino from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
837, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
Some patchy low cloudiness and fog this morning, giving way to some sunshine. It'll be warm today, 80 to 85, partly cloudy tonight, 55. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy. Highs will be only 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're going to be partly cloudy. We'll cool off to about 45 to 50, and we should have a nice day to start the weekend. Saturday's partly sunny with highs of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, and the rain's dissipated pretty well, so, you know, Maggie Dome's doing its job. Hello!
Hey, Scott, just wanted to tell you thanks for getting the guys back together. It's good to hear everybody's voice again.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Yeah, kind of fun.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
For a day.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this too regularly. No, we're out our welcome.
No, for 23 more minutes.
You ever thought that you'd like to fly a lighter than airship dirigible kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll say yes.
Why not?
We'll act interested. Yeah, that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
May not be that far away. British company called Straightline Aviation buying 12 blimp-like hybrid airships from Lockheed Martin. Yeah. Be using them to carry truck-sized loads of cargo and freight to remote areas that are inaccessible by traditional
means. Hey, Joe,
we
got rid of those airships.
Yeah, finally.
Golly.
Blow the dust off them. You know, and oddly enough, it's not even the first time we've talked about blimps on this show.
Really?
No, go back to January 4th, 2007.
It's called the Alberto Project, a 102-foot-long hot air balloon that can be maneuvered in near-perfect quiet. Now, the thing that you don't understand is a blimp doesn't go very fast.
It is the equivalent of the shuffling old man.
Exactly. So. Forward speed without the walker. Forward speed on an airship is about 25 miles an hour.
Ah, right. Oh, God. Yeah, where's the fire, buddy?
You're driving like a bat out of hell.
I'm thinking you'd get a wee bit annoyed over this. I'm not, sure.
Sir, is there a reason you were going 30 today?
I had a tailwind.
Yeah, exactly. Granted, it was quiet.
Well, I hope they never do one of those for a flyover at Kyle Field.
I know.
To start early.
Not at a night game, anyway. Yeah, yeah. be there forever.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. If, in fact, you want one of those, I guess it's out there and available. I know. What?
Yeah.
Hey! Waving to people up there.
It would.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
See, we've talked about a little bit of everything on this little show.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is Leonard from the barbershop.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, buddy.
It's good to hear from y'all this morning.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd bring them back just for old time's sake.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, the old gang's back.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, thank you later. I appreciate it, buddy. See you later. Which reminds me of another bit we'll talk about in a minute. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys were old enough to be doing a reunion show.
Yeah, good
point. I hope I'm enjoying it as much as you are.
Yeah, we are. Thanks a lot. It's kind of like that first high school reunion. You're afraid to tell anybody anything. Yeah,
I like how you got all these old clips, Scott, as a backup just in case we suck.
Yeah, really. That's kind of the backup plan.
Yeah, I told Chase, I said, go ahead and load up this funny stuff because, you know, we're liable to not
that's
do that.
Right.
But, you know, that does remind me, we don't have any of the audio here. I'm really sorry. It's one of those things we missed. Is Daryl Bruffett used to do a thing called Ask the Barber.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he'd go talk to Roy, who was a barber at Redmond Terrace. I know y'all don't know where that is now, but it's basically where Bed Bath & Beyond
is. It'd be like
is.
Getting your hair cut at Jason's Deli now.
Yeah, it's something
it's
like that.
It's called the Barbershop now, right?
Right, now it's called the Barbershop, and it's moved over. It's down from the old Ken Martins, and if you don't know where that is, then I'm sorry.
Wow.
Just remember old Ken
Martins. Which is just down from Kmart, where it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go down to where you used to find Ken Martins and take a ride. Yeah. But anyway, so we just decided.
Y'all getting close to putt-putts all year.
he already busted the putt-putt. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, I know.
It was about gift certificates.
Yeah. So anyhow, see, what he would do is he would have Roy ask a question of then-basketball coach Tony Barone.
I thought it was Coach Slocum.
No, it was Tony Barone.
It was Barone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I decided we needed to switch gears. And so one of the memorably nice things that Tony Barone did while he was here was he did that for us. He asked about six or seven questions, and it was Ask the Barber.
Oh,
and
nice.
So he'd ask her, what is that blue stuff you put the combs in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The other one I remember is...
And when do you know it's time to get new?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And what do you do with that hair you sweep up?
Yeah, what right. happens to the hair? That's right. And yeah. And then the other one was, what did you really want to do for a living? But anyway.
I think I'd ask the barber that right before he cut
no,
my hair.
No, no, there's no reason to do that.
Well, I did a BBB with A.C. Van Zandt not long ago, and I asked him again
wait,
about
wait
the
wait a minute.
Stuff.
You haven't done it. No, don't say not long ago.
Well, no, I did a new one with him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, this was this played
getting updated,
like in November. Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
like
Leonard took the coveted A.C. spot.
Yes, he did.
In that's which you had to have an appointment.
Yeah, the carpeted fancy place.
That's what
yeah.
Sokol does.
Right.
Sokol
yeah.
does that.
I'm
well, you know, in city types, got tight schedules.
Got to be doing that.
Get your ears lowered in a hurry.
All I'm saying is I think I saw an A&M coach sit out there with the rest of us. I'm just saying.
I saw a former interim A&M president sitting out there with the rest of us not too long
ago. Well, there you go.
Ago,
okay.
So.
Oh, really?
All right. Yep.
All right, so this is – I knew the show would not be complete unless I could come up with a story that would auger Chase into the ground.
Well, you know, we've got to come full circle.
That's right. Worried about family members being targeted by cyberbullying? There's an insurance for that. Chubb Limited has introduced –
Wait, what?
Yep.
Cyberbullying is insured by a company named Chubb.
Yeah.
Oh, the irony is thick.
Well, it is, yeah. Well, at least it's
Yeah. Hey, Coach Gundy, I'm almost a man according to your schedule, according to your scale.
The company says cyberbullying can damage you or your child's reputation, cause financial loss and emotional harm. Chubb's coverage will pay up to $60,000 to recoup a policyholder's cost when cyberbullying results in victims' wrongful firing, false arrest, wrongful discipline at school, mental anguish, or mental injury. It will even cover public relations services to help fix a damaged reputation. You know, the actuary on that probably, I'd like to see the actuarial study on that first.
Yeah.
And secondly, what's the deductible?
Oh, man.
You got to take the first 5,000. We'll take it after that up to 60. All right. Yeah. So
Randy Taylor, I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work.
Is this the Duck
Dynasty
guy?
And I'm not
going
to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with their fried eggs and their T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price.
Whoops.
Oh,
whoa.
I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work.
All right.
Well,
there
at least that allows for tweaking the recipe, Randy.
Yeah.
Be adventurous with it, man.
Oh, boy, knows what's important.
He will. Exactly right. And now Jimmy Dean doesn't even own it anymore, and you're not even alive. Sarah Lee.
That's right.
Yeah, it's owned by Sarah Lee. It has been for a while.
Yeah, just on top of everything.
Jimmy's not with us, right?
He's
Big Bad John
are
together somewhere.
Yeah. It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look, or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:46. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tom and Chase in this morning for today and today only. And we're gonna, I'm gonna make an executive decision, and we're not gonna do Bravo Brazos Valley today. But I know that we want to talk about something that's important to you, and that's this weekend we have historical battle enactments at the Museum of the American GI, which is a really neat place.
Yeah, it's called their Living History Weekend. Brent Mullins and his wife are just really doing it up big. It's today and tomorrow, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and you can go out there and you can ride a Sherman tank. You can see all of their exhibits, and I think the big deal is going to be on Saturday at, I want to get the time right, I want to say that it's 3 o'clock on Saturday. Yes, 3 o'clock Saturday. That'll be the World War II battle reenactment. And that's at the Museum of the American GI just south of Santa's Wonderland there on the bypass.
There you go. Ought to be fun. And they the parking's at Santa's Wonderland, and then they bus you over.
Exactly. So, you can park there. There's an admission fee, and then there's a cost to ride a helicopter, ride a tank, and stuff like
that. Shoot a gun, a howitzer or something.
Yeah.
They're going to do something like that. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
it'd
be good.
So. Yeah, it'll be fun.
So anyway, we got together, and we were playing the show, and I said, we could really, there's a possibility we could suck. And so I asked Chase to come up with something. We finally got bored and couldn't come up with anything. And so he went through and gleaned some of the moments that we've had from past shows.
There were always underlying currents of recurring little bits that we would jab each other about. We talked about the three answers earlier.
Yep, right.
Things of that nature. And then every once in a while, the subject of rain gauges would come up, which led to Tom,
cornering Scott on something.
Can you buy replacement tubes for your rain gauge?
Do you know exactly where the numbers are? I mean, you need to get a little emery board and just kind of put a little mark in there.
You know, there may be little remnants of number, a little line there. You know, maybe I could take a black marker.
From my point of view, next time you buy one of those, you might go ahead and splurge the extra $3 and get something that has actual, you know, where the gradients are actually etched into the
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, this was actually given to me as a gift.
Oh, okay.
And you can't ever tell when those people are going to come over.
Well, you're
I see
you already had a rain gauge.
They may just drop in. So, you know, you don't want them to drop in and their rain gauge isn't out.
Just do what I do. Don't invite anybody over. That way it's easy.
You know, it'd be like if I came to your house and your wind chimes weren't out.
Yeah, no, the wind chimes are out.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. That was one of those classic moments when Scott backed right into it.
Well, he drove by the other day and stayed at the end of the driveway and honked. Where are the wind? Where are the wind chimes?
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other times it was just it was nothing that was ever planned. It was just observations, even from the weather.
It's not foggy, but we've got a kind of a low cloud deck out there all of a sudden.
Looks like high temperature.
It's steamy haze.
It is. I mean, it's just, you look outside and it looks like we're talking October here.
That was an alternate title for a Jimi Hendrix song.
What was that?
Steamy haze.
Steamy haze?
Mm-hmm. I thought he was Hopalong's sidekick. Wasn't that Steamy Haze? Or was that Gabby Hayes?
That's Gabby Hayes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Every once
Steamy
in a while.
Steamy was his brother that nobody liked.
Yeah. I don't know.
Gabby did some movies he didn't talk about called Steamy Hayes. And his character.
That's why he got kicked out of Hollywood.
Hopalong said, I don't need your kind anymore.
We don't cotton to that kind of behavior around here.
No, we
don't. Well, who was the football player we came up with? Cotton who?
Cotton Weeder.
Cotton Weeder.
Yeah. Cotton Weeder. He was a receiver.
Yeah, he was. For Anarene.
Exactly.
That's right.
Go out and watch Cotton and the Boys. Somewhere in the archives, we have a reference to that, too, but I don't know.
That's all right. It's smack of effort.
Cotton Weeder, he'd crop up every once in a while.
Ah, you know, I heard what you did there.
Yeah. The other thing we came up with last month was calling somebody a short-necked giraffe. We thought that was pretty good.
That's kind of a...
I forget what it was.
Exactly. That's not even... That's a front-handed insult, not a backhanded compliment.
So anyway, today is April Fool's Day. I guess you know that probably. So we want to help you out if you want to do something before some of your coworkers, maybe the late arrivers, get there. So what better than April Fool's pranks for nerds? For instance, change the language on somebody's internet browser from English to some language they don't speak and see how that works.
Or on their phone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If they have an old, put some tape on the ball underneath somebody's mouse, take them a while to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah.
You know, we still have mouse pads here, even though you don't need them. We give them away, first 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
And we got rid of all of them this year. Rearrange the keys on the computer keyboard of your coworkers.
Oh, man. Talking about smacking of effort. Are you going to sit there and pry all those bad boys off?
But that's the other thing. If you do that, though, or you can just take them off. And then they're going to have to punch the keys to find out where they go back on. Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And just put them in a pile.
Exactly. Put them in a baggie right there.
I'm still thinking about when we gave away mouse pads. You know, you give away Aggie football tickets. Yeah. Give mouse pads. Yeah, yeah.
But then, they double as jar openers. Yeah.
Some poor sucker and win a mouse pad.
I don't know. These are awful thick to double as jar openers. I mean, I've got the 2016 version in my hand. Yeah. And I mean, my goodness, I'm trying to think of a woman in delicate hands trying to just wrap her hand around this thing to use as a jar opener. You kind of need to use the thinner model if you're going
to do
that.
And the other thing that happens, the worst part now is, and what I always used to enjoy is the smell has dissipated, but when you first got them,
it's like working at a tire factory.
Oh, yeah, that new mouse pad smell. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I remember today's internet cleaning day today, so during noon, disconnect your computer so they can blow out the lights.
Yeah, good idea. Okay.
There you go. Exactly
good right. Time to clear your browser history, too.
Sure. The National Pet...
By the way, if you ever disappear, that's what every good friend would do for you.
Of course, that's exactly right. The National Pest Management Association...
Oh, man, speaking of days...
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Show Observer says it's National Tickle a Stranger Day. Good luck with that.
Ask permission.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just released its annual forecast of how bad pests might get this spring and summer.
And who is this?
This
the
would be
PMA.
The National Pest Management Association.
You know, the PMA.
The NPMA.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was talking about going to their annual convention.
Were you?
It's time to find a website, I think.
So. Oh, let's see what they've got up there that's important. Hello.
NPMA.
Good morning, Scott, Tom, and Chase. It's Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, how you doing, buddy?
This is a joke, right?
Yeah, it's a joke.
I'm surprised.
Yep, you're still asleep, Carlos. Don't worry about it.
That's it.
Okay, wake me up when this is over,
right.
Please.
Yeah.
All right, what stretch of road are you working on right now?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of roads that I would like to not work on. But
Yeah. Are you the guy who keeps building those damn medians in the middle of the road that makes everybody angry and all the merchants hate you? Are you the one who's doing that?
I used to be.
Okay. You're not doing that now. Okay.
No. I'm doing better things. Community outreach, I think.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, we'll hope to see you at the tent next year, right?
Absolutely. Right. You have a great day today, guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. His wife baked us stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
She did. I ran into
Carlos and his lovely bride at a local restaurantatorium.
Uh-huh.
Actually, not too long ago, probably within the last 6 months or so. And just you're not going to find a nicer couple.
No. He's a great guy. He really is. And I appreciate you calling in this morning, Carlos. Really do. So what'd you find?
I just got a bunch of crap.
Never mind. All right. So anyhow, they're telling us what the bug forecast is going to be. Popular science says because most of the country had a remarkably warm and wet winter, that means that you can be looking at a forecast of partly cloudy and mostly buggy.
Well, what else are they going to say?
Exactly.
What
are they going to say? Yeah.
Say no bugs, so the PMA doesn't exist anymore, right?
Bugs are taken care
of. Their members are not going to like that. They have no reason to have business there.
Right.
That's right.
The mild winter means that more bugs manage to ride out in cozy places and hide from the cold, and the fewer insects were exposed to freezing temperatures that killed them off.
Yeah, great. We're going to have a bug-pocalypse.
We're going to have bug-pocalypse, and we've got a weed-pocalypse already, I'm sure, if you haven't had that going on.
It's the one thing I haven't had a chance to do today, because apparently the program I always use doesn't work anymore, and that was to play O Fortuna. But
I got it in here.
Well, it's a little late now.
Yeah, it is. Oh. And again, I could find it. Give me some tuna. Ahi tuna.
Did you sing that to the tune of I Dream of Jeannie? I'm pretty sure that was I Dream of. No, it was Meet George Jetson. That's what it was. How you got there is, you know, once again, never ceases to amaze me.
I know.
Even after 3.5 years of not doing this show.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18-month special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Sounds nothing like the George Jetson theme.
It really doesn't. I want tuna.
George is dead.
Give me tuna right now, because I can put it together with a sandwich, and mayonnaise, and pickles, and onion. That's the translation.
Right. Of course it is.
Where's Ben?
Yeah, that's really the only thing that's been missing today.
Was he not going to show up for
this day? Well, do you blame him, really?
Yeah.
I guess you got a point there.
I just want to say I'm so disappointed that you guys didn't give anything away today using those three key words that all faithful listeners are supposed to remember.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. You know, we talked to Linda about an hour ago. Linda was the one who won the contest originally. Linda lives out in Milliken. She called us. That's a good point. Do you have those? Linda happens to have those written down.
It's first of the month. We haven't gotten the latest trade yet.
I only know two of them.
Oh, you what?
I know.
You only know two of them?
You know, I'm getting old.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what we'll do, is we will supply the third one for you today for future reference. All right, so what are the two that you know?
Shelley Fabre and Red Fox.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are the two I remembered.
The third one is Nestle.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know the question?
I know Red Fox is the only guy who went to Elvis's wedding.
He's the only celebrity.
Only celebrity.
There were lots of guys there, I think.
Right, yep. And then,
and Shelley Fabre was in movies with him.
She co-starred in more movies with Elvis than anybody else. And Nestle is the largest producer of bottled water in the world.
Okay.
Which is neat because the third question has nothing to do with the other two. Which is kind of the way our show was quite often. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Nothing had to do with anything.
Well, no, it didn't. We just kind of pushed it all together and
went
to work.
Called it a show about nothing.
When you have failure to launch, the best thing to do is sue your offspring. Uh-huh.
Explain.
Elderly couple in Beijing had enough of their daughter, who's 36, living off of them. They decided to take the unmarried and ungrateful daughter to court and get her out of the house. Couple admitted to maybe spoiling her just a little bit.
You think?
Yeah, she does have a full-time job and can support herself, they told the judge. The judge ruled that because the parents own the home, they can say who does and doesn't live there. Thus, she can't live
there. I'm guessing she's really ugly. I mean, we're talking homely as a mule.
There's a shot in the dark. Yeah.
I'm guessing she's really ugly, too.
How much time we got here?
Oh, what?
Well,
you feel like you're being overworked? Is that what it is?